so stoked to see him today.
Who? Oh, the Dick Lickerson? Have you met him before? You've never met Dick Lickerson?
I got to see those Venus legs.
Make you feel more like you're home in the South.
It's good. He's got Walmart legs for sure.
Lifts when you were 18. Makers of NO 18. My peeps want to know. What's going on, everybody? Basically, I just want to announce that Matt Vincent and I just did a Q&A, and it was on Instagram, and it will be on your channel, YouTube. What's the backslash?
It's mvincent4130.
You couldn't take Drift to Lifta.
It's already there.
M Vincent,
can't go back now.
1339427.
Yeah,
anyway,
I don't go backwards.
There was a pretty decent question about what to eat on meat day. You know, everyone wants to know what's the best thing to perform the best at a powerlifting meet. And Matt Vincent goes into his favorite carne fucking meat, like steak recipe. He's like, I'll take the ground beef and I put some cheese.
It wasn't until like after I'd answered and then he answered that I realized that he meant M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T.
Who's ever said,
oh my God.
Who's ever said meat day?
I mean, if you're going a lot of protein, high fat, it's meat day. Every day is meat day.
That's what I meant.
That's basically what I thought when he said. I was like, every day is meat day. What's the big deal? Get over with it.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I've heard of No Meat Friday, but that's not.
That's Lenten.
Yeah.
That's just starting up. Mardi Gras Tuesday.
I thought that was
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Anti-homosexual thing.
Speaking of Mardi Gras, how's the king cake?
The king cake was fantastic. Giant fucking donut with a baby in it.
Boom.
Why is there a baby?
I don't know. Tradition states that if you, I don't know why they started using a baby, but if you eat the cake and the baby's hidden in it and you get the piece with the baby, that means you have to bring the next king cake.
Right. I'm too broke for that game.
So yeah, keep everybody fat.
They started off being actually like occupied Japan, China.
Yeah, who runs that company?
And now they're plastic.
Who runs that company?
Who, the King Cake Company?
Yeah. It's just one
Sacramento
company, right?
Sacramento
Kings.
No. Duh.
Everyone makes King Cakes.
Oh, really?
It'd be like donuts or cake. Like, King Cake is a thing, but like, so you could get Mike's King Cake.
Oh, I could make my own company.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Should we bring that out to the West Coast with our crustless Pop-Tarts?
Maybe it shouldn't have a baby in it. Maybe it should be something different.
Like a hamster.
What? Like a cat.
Why is there a baby in it?
Stray cats.
I don't
care. It was like a gold baby.
Yeah, it's a very tan baby.
Can you guys tell me
ass so fat, let's make a baby?
Something about a
Amber Rose knows that? How to play that.
A mallard's dick. Can you tell me something about
like
it?
Like a duck's dick?
Duck dick?
I've heard about duck dick, but
duck
I don't know what it is.
Duck dicks basically look like cable, like this.
And they're long and
oh,
wound?
They're seriously like so 10 inches or so long.
Off of normal average
size.
What's a normal size duck? Like 12 pounds or something?
I'd say they weigh like 2 gilds.
Like 12, it's like maybe like 12 pounds, and then the dick makes up what, a couple pounds?
So no, there's no weight to it. Look up duck dick.
So it's a string though? It's like a string.
You're looking up babies.
It's about this diameter.
Have you seen it in person, or you just Googled it because you're weird?
I Googled it. Because I was told cat dicks are super weird too, BT-dub.
I don't like cats.
All right, well, boo for you.
I'm going to go for images.
Images.
I really don't want to watch the...
Duck dick.
Someone's eating it. Why is it on a plate with french fries?
I don't think...
Look at the top.
I know, yeah.
Right there. French it's fries. On a... It's...
Yeah.
That's duck
stick. That's odd.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not... Look at that guy. He's getting it.
So you're telling me your dick doesn't look like that?
No, it does look exactly like that.
It kind of looks like his umbilical cords, like just popped out of him.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It looks confused about what it wants to do.
What is that guy doing?
He's
getting a mold of his butthole for Valentine's Day.
Apparently.
Yeah, you never know.
So
you never know when that's going to be crucial.
I don't really understand.
I wonder, what percentage does that dick make up of that duck?
Like body weight? It's very small.
Wait a minute. I think you just said something important. Dick makeup.
Dick makeup.
Mm-hmm. I think it's an inverse ratio to the fart per minute equal a shart.
Mm.
15.
An inverse dick.
Yeah. inverse dicks.
Isn't like a human's...
Isn't that what...
an innie instead of an outie?
Isn't that what Bruce Jenner's about to get?
What is he doing?
Poor Bruce.
We were in L.A. and it was like top news that he just like crushed a car. I think he actually killed somebody. But
manslaughter.
But that was when we were in L.A. So like it was their regular reporter reporting on it. And it felt so weird because like probably in
it
New
wasn't
Orleans.
It was TMZ.
Yeah, and here it was probably just some bullshit show. But there was like their regular news that fucking Bruce Jenner just shattered somebody.
Yeah, but you can't spell manslaughter without laughter.
This is true. I got to ask a question.
That's not
though.
Funny.
It's true, though.
You're kicked off this show. This is a serious...
You don't have the rights.
This is a serious podcast.
I've never been so insulted in my entire life.
Back to Dick Duck, or Duck Dick.
So when Bruce Jenner gets his sex change, like, who's going to want to fuck him?
Kris Jenner.
I don't think anyone wants to fuck him now. Well, I don't know. He's rich, so that allows for women to be interested.
What's he trying to do?
I don't know. Maybe go to the female Olympics now? Is he actually?
He's switching.
Really?
Yeah, he is switching. That's a true. I don't know what he's trying to do, but
what
he is doing
hell?
It.
Yeah.
What's going on out there?
He's not happy. That's all I'm certain about.
Why the fuck are you here? What's going on, Matt Vincent? What have you been doing?
I got a chance to.
You've been
to get
frolicking.
Out
here. You've been frolicking.
Basically frolicking around.
Going to and fro.
Yeah, to and fro. Kind of drifta lifting, right?
Oh, hey,
I don't
now.
Get it.
So out here this week, I had some work meetings, and I brought my lovely wife, and we got to hang out with the Starettes yesterday.
You actually have a wife?
I do, right? I brought fucking living proof this time.
Oh, my God. I never believed you.
I was pretty sure he was just hiring somebody to come in for the pictures.
Yeah.
It's actually a cardboard cutout. It's a weird Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
Need a wife for 10 photos today. Bring some various clothes so I can spread them out over the next 2 months
yeah.
and filter these in. Like, look how
I got an Instagram to build.
Yeah. People are going to know I have a lady.
A certain image to project.
Yeah.
Who's taking care of your wiener dog?
Our neighbor.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That's kind of southern.
Yeah, right? Our neighbors are super
Hey,
bad.
Betsy Lou, could you watch fucking...
Name's Claire.
Could you watch
Claire
Maxie
Murphy.
For us? Claire Murphy.
Yeah, her mom also comes. My wife's mom comes and checks out the dog. The dog's a super bitch.
You don't like your own dog?
Yeah, I do. I love that stupid winter dog, but like she's a. I like yelling sarcastic things at her. It's one of my favorite things. So, like as soon as you come in the house or she's hungry, she'll just be like just start barking at you. And so I'll start yelling at them like, "You don't get to talk to her that way," because like, they're barking at her.
Oh, and they get the joke or
no? They're
they're dogs.
I believe my dogs hate sarcasm and ridicule. That's how I train them.
What the hell?
You're going to be the worst father ever.
What the what? Speaking of that, you want kids?
I don't know.
You're not getting younger, buddy.
You can't prove that. With modern science
your
and
biological
my income,
clock is ticking.
Modern science and my income, I've got 170, 180 years, I figure, safe.
Hmm.
So.
All that bourbon.
Yeah. Well, that's what helps.
Yeah, the bourbon and fried food.
So you guys are messing up.
No, I think you need to give your
wife
the bourbon.
No fried food, no carbs.
In order
bourbon.
To get her pregnant.
You could fry things without carbs. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Nope.
You can do what?
Fry things without carbs.
Like like fried steak?
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
What is that?
Yeah, that's trippy.
Is that
what
a
the fuck
mutant
is
animal?
That?
Oh, it's steak, but it's battered like fried chicken.
Yeah, so why would you call it chicken?
Because it's chicken fried. Chicken fried
no,
is the adjective.
It's steak fried like chicken.
Go to IHOP. You don't know.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It sounds
white
so
gravy on it? Is that
it
something that
so
doesn't
confusing.
Exist
what,
here?
What? It, that
no,
sounds
no,
like
I've
a,
had it before.
Okay, God.
Yeah, I've had it
it's disgusting and delicious.
It's just the name is dumb. Time. And why is it got to be white gravy, guy from the South?
Does it taste better?
Why are people having...
Oh, it's not segregated
why
gravy.
Why are people having gravy for breakfast, though? Why?
Yeah.
Why
aren't
like biscuits?
More people having gravy? For
it's
that?
Just so gross, though. Come on.
I'm not
for
that
breakfast,
into
gravy.
I don't like breakfast in general, but gravy's delicious.
One no, of our
man. It's white gravy, though.
It's just waking
that,
up.
I keep saying that. Like, I'm
waking up and dumping down like.
I'm hoping everyone agrees.
Waking up and just dumping down like 50 grams of fat. This doesn't seem like a good idea for your butthole.
But if it's
the
paleo?
Safety of your asshole. You know,
I have at least that much in my sweet caveman coffee.
Yeah, and how's your asshole holding up? Not so good, I bet.
I work
it's like
so efficiently
busted,
that I just burn all the energy off. I don't
it's like
poop anymore. I don't even
subwoofer.
Have a butthole. Just like Kim Jong-un.
You don't have a butthole
I
anymore.
Don't have a butthole. I have no use for it.
You exercised it right out of your system.
That's it. I
just
operate
closed
so
up like,
100% efficiently.
Like reverse peristalsis.
Yeah.
Like an earring
just
hole.
Shit right out your mouth.
I got it removed weeks ago.
You talk so much shit, you don't need a butthole anymore.
It's a talent.
Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of gravy, growing up, a family friend used to make, like, anytime I spent the night at their house, his mom would make chocolate gravy for breakfast.
What is that?
It's
hot
just
fudge
called
sauce?
Chocolate sauce.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Hershey's hot fudge sauce?
Is it like,
no, chocolate sauce doesn't have any fat in it. So
no,
this must be a whole other creation.
It's the consistency of gravy, but it's chocolate.
Like fondue? Is that chocolate. Called fondue?
It wasn't hot.
Or poo.
It was cold fondue?
It wasn't cold either. It wasn't.
Calling it gravy stresses me out.
Yeah.
Google that, kids.
I don't really like gravy.
Chocolate gravy.
I can do chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
I just don't like the name.
With pancakes.
I don't think you can have chicken fried steak without gravy, though. It has to have gravy.
Do you smell my crotch right now? We just squatted and we haven't showered. And you opened
it. It smells like those cum trees.
Yeah, kind of.
Have you run into the cum trees?
Exactly what you're talking about. They're kind of bleachy smell.
Well, you'll smell them when you go to Davis tonight. They fucking reeks.
Do you guys get
Someone
hard when you
jizzed
smell them?
All over your face.
No, nothing happens to me when I smell them.
Oh, I mean, neither.
Sneezing.
I hate them.
He's just asking a question.
My eyes itch.
Yeah, just, just make a conversation, whatever.
That's weird.
Speaking of jizz, what did you do with Kelly Starrett?
We went to a concert last night.
That's gay.
Like a bunch of adults, and saw an opening act, and 45 minutes later, we left and went home, and we're home for 8:45.
Oh, my God.
Like a bunch of adults.
And then what?
Then we drank bourbon, smoked some cigars.
The supple leopard.
Was the concert any good?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. The guy sings William Fitzsimmons, so he's kind of a... No, he's really mellow... Kind of folky stuff, and I haven't ever heard of him.
I would have died being there. I would have killed. I would have killed myself.
It was 45 minutes, but he was really funny. So he sings this kind of Bon Iver style, real high pitched song, and then as soon as he finished, he's like, "That song was about boners," and yeah. I was like, "I'm in, this
guy's
funny."
Yeah, well, you saw the relationship.
Yeah, I knew we were dressed identical. Me and the guy on stage.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Had that going.
I did kind of see that. Yeah. The guy with he had a beard or whatever, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I unfollowed you.
I had a lot of denim on, my Canadian tuxedo.
Oh my God!
was he friends of Kelly's?
No.
Oh, Kelly knows everybody. I just assumed.
No, he. Kelly took a fan picture with him, though, afterwards.
I saw the guy was pretty tall, looked like.
Yeah, I guess he was. It's hard to tell when they're on stage.
Kelly's pretty tall, though. He's taller than you. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You don't know if he's taller than you or his posture is just so fucking good. It's
his spine got stretched.
He just sits there, goes into full K-Star mode, and he's just
But he's not overextended. Now you're faking it. He's not overextended somehow.
You don't know how he is.
I know how he is.
He's got a mouth guard. He keeps his mouth.
I don't know what's going on.
24/7 or only when he lifts?
I know
he does it when he lifts, but...
He's got so many cheat codes.
He was at dinner with a mouth guard in, you're telling me.
Pop it out, jam food in there, put it back in.
Chicken fried steak, mouth guard.
Did he get veneers or something?
No.
Just a mouth guard to lift.
It's this thing that's supposed to put your jaw in a certain position and make your neck stable.
A lot of people who get veneers use a mouth guard because they don't want to chip them when they're lifting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think
he's got some sort of a special mouthpiece that prevents him from sucking cock.
Yeah, I just got one.
We all could use.
Did
you?
Yeah. My boy Furious Pete.
No, it's supposed to help with your strength or your athletic performance.
Yeah.
Lines up your neck or whatever the fuck.
He saw videos of me lifting or stuff, and so every time I lift or throw, I'm very fat-faced like you, and so it just goes like this.
The Louis Armstrong.
Because you're trying to create...
a mouthpiece.
Tension, torque, and
you're creating your own mouth.
Torque with your
neck.
Tongue.
You're getting in touch with your own inner
tongue
mouthpiece.
Torque.
Yeah, neck torque.
I taught Kelly about tongue torque.
Oh, yeah?
No, but it just sounded good.
You torqued his tongue?
Sounds very sexual.
Yeah. I feel like you torqued him with your tongue.
I didn't. I haven't seen him in a year.
Mr. Starrett?
Yeah, we went and ran stairs yesterday, shit ton of them. And then not just run these awful, straight death march stairs. I don't know, because I hate me. I don't like...
Did you drag your wife into that?
Yeah, I made her run stairs.
She ran with you?
She walked a bunch of stairs while Juliet completely destroyed all of us.
That's great.
But yeah, Kelly and I carried a 100-pound medicine ball on your
Juliet's
shoulder.
Juliet's shredded. What's going on?
She's tough. Man.
Yeah, she kicked your ass or what?
Yeah. Of course she did.
Yeah, I don't doubt
it. She didn't carry the 100-pound ball, so I mean, who knows? I mean, I technically won if I look at it like that.
Well, technically you didn't weigh it, so technically.
Yeah, I did weigh it.
Technically, we don't even know if it's technically
100.2. I don't pick up anything I don't weigh first.
Oh, really?
That's a fact.
Did you pick me up pretty good?
Hey, now.
Question for you.
Whose fucking podcast is this, asshole? Don't do that to us.
I've seen you lifting now with gloves on.
Yeah,
have
yes,
you just
me.
Completely gone Howard Hughes?
Yeah, exactly.
Just getting real weird.
Just try it. Just trying all kinds of stuff. All
right.
Yeah,
the back room is full of bottles of pee. So.
Yeah, just old toenails and piss. Yeah,
exactly.
don't hang out.
You went back there?
Yeah, who let you in?
Yeah, I've got a bunch I'm putting on eBay.
Yeah, it's a bunch of old underwear back
there. If we have to recreate him from DNA, we're set.
It's golden.
Yeah.
God damn. You don't like the lifting gloves?
Nope. I just, no, just the first thing I thought of was like, I don't want germs from the bar, regular people.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
You've
yeah.
got your own bench and mono, like, set yeah, up yeah, in the kind of the does. Gym that no one else is allowed
yeah,
to
Yeah, the peasants. Yeah. yeah. I don't want to lift amongst the peasants.
You have just like a clear glass wall. A lot of people don't know that. At Super Training, there's a marks area. Has
a
like
quarter,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, the quarter of the gym just has like a glass mm-hmm. aquarium feel to it.
Yeah.
And it just recycles its own air.
They so do right. have
you
a different.
Have to breathe your air.
They do yeah, have a it recycles entrance. My own fart air.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a they have a different entrance than us. Yeah. They do have different plates than us.
Yeah.
We use those calibrated Rogue ones.
Farty
they don't.
Air.
Mm. Yeah.
Spatial plates. We got they're spatial.
Yeah.
I only lift with the record breaker plates.
I don't get it.
Just load those onto the bar. The
lots and lots of chips.
The little yeah. tiny, yeah, little, yeah. yeah just
kilos,
tons of them.
Just load the bar full of those
some
things.
Dip for your
what'd
chips?
You do today? We did some squats.
Did some
you
squats.
Ended up going pretty heavy, and then you did like a shitload of reps at the end there, like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, so I kind of stuck around and did Mike's speed day today. Did, what, six sets of three?
Some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some fun. Move the yeah. bar, move some
Mike
weight.
Was supposed to be moving fast today.
I
yeah,
know.
He moved
it was
really
rough.
Fast.
It well, was
he,
rough.
God damn.
He got in bed before the lights ever went off.
No.
He's like Ali.
God damn.
And
I'm bad, man.
I'm bad. He murdered
fast. Injured a stone. A hospitalized a brick.
Best promo ever cut.
Oh, yeah.
So we ended up hitting squats that way. And then
squats.
Things felt good. And so when things feel good, kind of go for it.
So right? then you tied on some blue magic.
I used the black slanger sleeves I've had for like 2 years.
It can't be black magic. That doesn't sound good. That's
Are
evil.
Are you kidding?
That's evil.
I know Thor from Game of Thrones. I can do black magic. Magic and all kinds of stuff. I used to play Magic the Gathering.
Oh, my God.
The Gathering.
Did you hang on to the cards? Because some of those are worth something.
No, I got rid of those.
I found a
I'm
list.
I'm not a nerd.
I found a list of toys that like from the 80s and 90s that are worth like ridiculous. Like, what's is it Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. Yeah, I was close. I had one
Teddy
of them
Ruxpin's
bitches.
A creep.
That bitch is worth like $5,000 in a box.
Oh, my God.
Teddy yeah. Ruxpin was the first power bear, I believe.
Yeah, you shove like a cassette tape up his butt.
Yeah.
He just does that creepy like,
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Just because you blink, you're not a fucking robot. Take it easy.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me, was chicken fried steak the first fusion cuisine?
Oh.
It may have been.
That's not bad. I had chicken and waffles for the first time.
It's delicious.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's a great combination.
So what did you squat? No one really cares, but just give us a number.
Hit 505 for 10.
All right.
After doing
all right, we don't need excuses.
Yeah,
you did five.
It's not an excuse. I crushed fucking weight today.
What did you do, pre-fatigue on the leg
yeah,
extension?
Know, I like to get the blood flowing to the old quadriceps, get the teardrops popping, put the weight
the
on
VMOs,
the
bar. The VMOs.
I like to keep the rest limit short today, get my rest no longer than 8 seconds. Like Lane Frost riding bulls.
Oh, like Vin Diesel in his quarter mile.
Yeah, exactly. Live my life quarter mile at a time. Have you seen that car I got out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Challenger?
God damn.
Burn those tires
yeah,
right into the
Fast and Furious 8, Matt Vincent against
them
The Rock.
Them tires ain't queer.
That's,
God damn.
That's not politically
you,
correct.
What else do you do with Mr. Stretch? Do anything else fun?
What else do we do? We,
did he stretch you out?
No, hey, we now. Talked about stretching a little bit.
God damn.
That was about it. Really just kind of hung. We shot his bow in his backyard. I guess he's decided he wants to get into hunting.
And his pool is still not.
Oh.
No, that zombie pit
okay.
in his backyard.
Now what is going on with that?
Deep thing that you would just have to hang out until someone else showed up.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't get out of the thing even with your jumps.
Did you skateboard in it? I don't get it.
Yeah. I
pop the ollie.
Gleam the cube, if you will.
It's like his entire backyard is,
yeah,
is going to be.
Yeah, it's just concrete and wonderful.
That'd right. be great if you open it. Your glass sliding door and you just fall into a pool. Just start swimming.
So he did tell me that. So it's 11 feet deep. It's deeper than the local diving pool near his house.
He's going to start charging people to come?
He said, it's close enough that I can step off the corner of the roof of my house straight into the pool.
Great
or
idea,
or the
as
diving
always.
Area up on where the planters are.
That's excellent.
Yeah, he's a dangerous fella.
Yeah, he'll be doing that, no doubt. No
so
doubt.
I just made a connection. You said that yesterday while you were with him that he was texting Joe Rogan a
yeah.
lot. Okay, so Joe Rogan's gotten really into
yeah,
hunting lately.
Yeah,
so
all of his own meat stuff.
There
yeah.
you go.
So
yeah, me and Joe Rogan are really close too.
Close
yeah,
to.
What the hell was Kelly talking about hunting last time I was
yeah,
saw him.
He's all super stoked on it. He went and bought a bow, and we were shooting in his backyard. I punched a sweet hole in his face.
Who the fuck's he going to go hunting with?
Whoever he wants.
Joe Rogan. He doesn't have, like, hunting yeah. buddies.
Probably just sprint off into the woods. And
yeah, I can see him like a toga. Yeah. Fuck it or not, yeah. toga. Yeah.
Just comes back with a bunch of, like, cats from his neighborhood.
Like, all,
these
the dudes,
taste terrible.
All the dudes I ever see him around, they just don't seem like the hunting type, so.
Oh, they're hunters, big time.
I
you can
know.
Tell.
Maybe dick hunters, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Nothing
yes,
would do
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
I was trying to talk him into coming to Texas. So they've got a company down there, Hella Bacon.
Ooh, hey now.
Right? H-E-L-L-A?
H-E-L...
Meat Day.
I. Yeah, like a helicopter.
Oh, okay.
So you pay these people, and you can go up in a helicopter
that's
and fucking
sick.
Shoot pigs with an AR.
I thought you can only do that in, like, Brazil, I thought.
No, you can do it in Texas.
Brazil and Texas.
Yeah, well, the hogs in Texas, the wild hogs are such, like, a nuisance that they're just fucking ruining farmland.
Yeah.
And so you just can't kill enough of them.
That sounds very dangerous. I'm out.
Sounds like so much fun.
Sounds like a video game. Anything in life that feels like a video game, I don't think I should be doing. Tony Hawk, imagine me trying to skateboard.
You live
I'd die.
So safe. You're gonna end up being an old man. You're like, didn't take any chances.
I don't think so. You're gonna be no.
Wrong.
Let me look at the script here.
We have a script?
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, like that sounds fine.
They probably have a video.
Yeah, probably.
Look at that gun.
It's hellabacon.com.
Hellabacon.com. It's the coolest thing ever.
I'd rather just go hang out
with... Free plug. Call Matt Vincent. I'd love to come shoot animals from your helicopter.
I'd rather just go hang out with Stone Cold and go hunting.
He'd probably go do that.
Hey, he probably owns it.
In Houston, right?
Yeah.
So is your brother in Houston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your jacked brother that looks way much better than you?
He's not. He's got so much better genetics than me.
Yeah.
He's jacked. Shouldn't they be the same, technically?
They're not. What about you and your brother? Think about that.
Boar. Boar and Matt Vincent.
Boar's just sitting around hating every movie.
Just being short.
Yeah, you and Boar. You guys
I don't hate every movie.
Jack and Jill?
Worst movie ever.
I don't know. Is the one with Adam Sandler?
Oh, my God.
It looked like a parody of an Adam Sandler movie.
That's
like,
why it's funny.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You think Adam Sandler's in on the joke? But look, I'm not mad at Adam Sandler. I seriously think that a guy like that, he's got a production company, and basically, see, look how hot she is with her belly.
Those jeans.
So
she's
good,
in sandals.
Dude.
She has an 8K in her fucking hand.
Dollars to donuts that she's got an embroidered fleur-de-lis on the back of those jeans.
Oh, my God. Those sandals are dollars.
Bedazzled garbage.
Hanging out of a fucking helicopter.
I'm scared to think about what her tramp stamp looks like.
She's going
to
shoot off a toe.
No, you're shooting a camel toe. Am I right?
What? You could shoot one of those off?
Oh, yeah. Depends on how accurate you are.
If you get on the pictures on this site, you'll see what we're talking about pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, they're sending us a check next month, so go check out their site.
Nice. Look at that guy. He needs a scholarship.
You hunt a lot or used to hunt a lot? What's your deal?
Yeah, we grew up hunting, you know, growing up in South Louisiana. We duck hunted. I never got really into deer.
That's why you know so much about their dicks.
Yeah.
You got to sex them after they show up. That just means check their sex.
What?
They only have one hole.
What are you doing with your hand? What are you showing us?
You feel in there for the dick. And then you write it down on a sheet of paper, whether it was male or female.
Why'd you do it with that same figure?
None of that's true.
A sheet of paper?
Yeah, you got to keep track of what you're killing.
What?
No, we grew up duck hunting, and I really liked that. I never got too into deer hunting, I guess, until, like, for work, we started taking people and customers. And it's fun. Duck hunting I find to be a little bit, you know, harder to do since they fly by. And
right.
Oh, deers don't fly.
No, they pretty much stand still, and you shoot them with a rifle with a scope.
A scope?
However, like, if you're going to bow hunt a deer on the ground and stalk it, that's full on awesome.
Yeah.
Do you watch TV shows like that?
No way. I don't even have cable.
Oh.
Got rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you going to see our show?
Oh. Internet. Just torrent it.
Pornhub?
Yeah.
Why'd you get rid of it?
I got a lot of
interwebbing?
Yeah. Well, I spend all day on the computer. If I'm home, either for work or anything, I end up sitting
in my office.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take care of that.
And you're able just to pick up anything on the internet nowadays
I can watch Netflix and all that shit. I can watch whatever I want. I found out that like I never sat in the living room and watched TV, and she was out of the house anyway. And so I got a bill, and it was like $180 a month. I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, we don't even watch this thing. And so I was like, let's just get rid of it. We got Netflix. We have Hulu. And it's perfect.
You gotta wait so long for Game of Thrones, though.
No, I have an HBO Go account.
Okay. All right.
So
there's a whole new website that we discovered at my house, which you can get every fucking movie that's like in the movie theaters. Get it to fucking pop.
That's
right
illegal.
Up.
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. That. It's 100% illegal. But actually, I don't even think it's illegal. I think it'd be the website will probably get shut down.
Yeah, it will. It won't make it.
It's very Napster-ish. Yeah, we've been watching all kinds of shit. American Sniper and
nice.
That was good, huh?
Yeah, I only saw like half of it, but
I want to see it. I just haven't seen it yet. I watched Birdman on the way here this trip.
Birdman was fat.
I thought it was awesome.
That was really, really good.
That was really cool.
I realized that the cable industry is dying when my new TV has not only Wi-Fi, but it's got a hardline jack. So if you don't want, if you don't want to wait, if you don't want to see it take forever to download
the TVs are basically trying to get you from having to buy an Apple TV or any of those other connectors. Like, we'll just do it in the box here.
Right.
This other piece.
I think that smart TVs are stupid, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
I think everything
you can't, that's all you can buy.
You're right. I mean, but like, that's why it frustrates me. Like a company like XM Radio. Like, so I've had that in my vehicles, but so her vehicle ends up having Sirius and mine has XM. And so it's a total different subscription. They're both – it's SiriusXM. The company's owned by the same people.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah.
And so you can't choose whether you want Sirius or XM when you buy a car. It comes with that vehicle.
Depend on model of the car.
And so I just don't see how a company stays alive, like being that much of a pain in the ass for the consumer when
– they'll fix it.
Like, no, they won't.
Really?
They haven't in the last 5 years. So
I still – everything's going streaming. Or like podcasts are going to take over the radio soon.
Well, we laughed about that.
Streaming's going to take over
cable. Yeah. Like in our living room, I've got – like five different ways I can watch Netflix. I can either watch it on my phone, my iPad.
White guy problem.
absolutely. Like on the TV or through the Apple TV or the Xbox or the PlayStation.
Yeah. AirPlay.
You got an Xbox and a PlayStation? AirPlay. How old are you?
I'm ball, son.
Dude, I'm going to come
live
in with you.
I haven't turned it on in so long.
Do you have a garage?
I do have a garage. It's full of weight room equipment.
Can I move in?
Into the garage?
Yeah.
You'll be in the way.
I'll cook.
We have an upstairs no one lives in.
Oh, I'll live there.
See, adults have guest rooms for their friends.
I'm not an adult, and I have no friends, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair. Be like Jim Windler and have a bunch of rooms in your house and then get rid of all the furniture so no one can come stay with you.
That's awesome. Or just have really, really uncomfortable shit.
Yeah, he did that after he finally got Peg out of the house. He sold all the furniture in all the other rooms so no one could stay.
That's awesome.
He's like, fuck this. That's never happening again.
We're sorry, Jason.
It's so funny.
That is great, though.
Yeah, Peg's a hassle.
What you got coming up?
I have Sacramento Highland Games coming
up
in April. I'll be back.
Well, first you got the Arnold.
Yeah, the Arnold's up.
Not competing, but.
No, they got rid of us. They realized that.
Is that permanent or what? What's the
fuck? I don't know. They realized that they can have the amateurs throw and pay them.
Ah.
And then.
Are you mad about that?
No, I don't care.
Are you hating?
No, it's so hard for me to disagree with the fact that it's like you had us throw, it's 28 degrees outside, and you put us 2 miles from the convention center.
Right.
Who the fuck wants to go out there?
Right.
What was the conversation like with Mr. Schwarzenegger about all this?
We didn't, you know, I've
you guys
talked
just
to
didn't
him
see
a
eye
bit.
To eye.
Yeah, we disagreed.
Okay.
Why don't they do it indoors? That's possible, right?
I think you could. We could throw like weight over bar on stage, and I think, you know, in that convention center, you know, the sheaf that we throw, the like 20-pound bag that we throw at the fork, that would be huge in that environment.
Yeah, no, I think all of them.
You could see it all the way across the arena.
You're not going to turn a caber in.
No, that'd be a bad fucking
No, but if you had like a tall roof, like a football field or a stadium or something.
They talked about putting us in like a rodeo arena.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But you could do everything.
Yeah.
And I think it would draw a crowd, even if people have no idea how to score it or who's winning. It's a spectacle.
I say in the convention center, like where all the booths are, if you put us in the corner with, you know, just sheaf standers that we can take pulls at.
And next to like the strip club competition.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, they're in there.
Yeah, I swear. I'm walking to our booth last year, and there's like girls dancing on a pole with judges. Yeah. Like,
I'm bringing the singles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are those for?
That is making it rain.
Oh.
Do you not go to strip clubs either?
Never been
You're
to a strip
the
club.
Most boring guy. What have you done with your 20s?
Work.
Have you seen that the meme running around with all the change stacked up and it says I'm going to make it hail?
Oh, chucking quarters at bitches.
God, I have a friend of mine, best friend ever, Dant. He for a long time would just blackout drunk on me. Mm. Tiny fella and liked having a party. And so we had gone to a strip club in New Orleans. And me and another friend of mine, Hunter, were with him, and we walked in straight to the bathroom. Come out of the bathroom, and, like, bouncer walks up. He's like, you guys got to go. I'm like, what the fuck, man? We just walked in. So come to find out, Dant walks straight to the stage and just stands there and, like, fucking rape faces this poor girl.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, she comes over to, like, pull her thong out, like, tip me.
And he shoves his face in there.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out this fucking handful of change and just drops it down her chest. And so she, like, freaks out and, like, tries to slap him. And so, like, he pushes her away from him, and she slides because she's fucking all oiled up across the stage. So, like, we walk outside, and he's just standing there all disheveled. And he's like, I don't know why they kicked me out. I'm like, you're an asshole.
That's going to be in The Hangover 4.
Oh, God. He was a lot of
Zach
fun.
Zach Galifianakis is going to play that character.
He's 6 to now, browning out, as he calls it. It's like a rolling brownout. He just stays in control, loses it, and comes back.
I see. He like passes out multiple times during the
night. He never passes out. He gains energy is what's actually amazing. Wow. He's just not driving the boat anymore.
Wow.
Just goes dead eyes on you, and you got to kind of put one of those child leashes on.
Yeah, it. What have I done with my 20s?
Yeah, not had any fun is what it sounds like
not
to me.
Not almost got
make
arrested.
Some bad decisions. What's wrong with you?
Well, I make good decisions.
You would have loved this last Saturday night at the at Fit Expo. We had 3 hours of sushi. And
literally.
And it was a really good day. And I guess Andy ordered sake bombs for everybody.
Yeah.
And perfect. Like half the table is not drinking.
Yeah, it was my first sake bomb
cool.
ever.
Cool. I could have had like 5 sake bombs.
I had two.
Perfect combination.
I had two.
Did you drank it?
Yeah, first sake bomb ever.
Oh, man, look at you. Having alcohol.
Living the dream.
I did.
Did it blow your liver apart and you failed at everything?
Yeah, it didn't work the whole next day.
Burdick hit it up and a little smoky when
smoking,
in, right?
Yeah, he's actually the only one who didn't, I think.
I would have drank him. I don't know if you guys know that, but I like to have the alcohol occasionally.
I try to pressure people too much. You don't know if there's some weird history or whatever, but yeah, it's always
No, right, for sure.
No, but we kicked some ass. Yeah. I know Smelly was having one. Jim was having one. I probably never had a drink with Eddie, but maybe a beer or wine with Mark. So I was like, all right, I'll have one. I'm never drinking with you, though.
Why not? I got a bourbon in the trunk.
I would drink with you. I would drink with you right now.
We bootlegged it over here.
Yeah, go grab it.
Moonshine?
Now?
No. No. You're fired. The wife's getting
he's
a look.
Like staring at his wife.
I will absolutely sit here and drink. This is going to get ugly.
No.
5 hours later.
No, I'll save it for later with a cigar. I'm sitting in your lovely backyard.
The hot tub. Mm-hmm. There's a hot tub
hey,
back
so
there.
Your backyard, there's a concrete ring. Someone throwing back there?
Oh, yeah.
There's also a Buddha head.
Discus ring?
It's for shot put.
That's good.
Like yeah, no, it's not big enough for the discus because it's just a little tiny one. But you could figure out how to maneuver just enough.
If you did it just from your knees, you'd be fine.
Oh, yeah.
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 What?
That's, yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing from your knees?
So you're working on a garage gym, too, I see. I got the tour when we went by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Living that garage life. That's how I live.
Oh, you already got the tour.
Yeah, I got part of it. We never saw the upstairs or the third floor.
You probably won't.
Yeah, oh, you never saw the bat cave either?
Mm-mm.
They didn't take you down there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Once you see that. He's got three more escalades.
The backyard's pretty nice, though.
Yeah, it's really nice, dude. Really
you got the Buddha head out there.
You've done well. It's very zen-ish.
Yeah. You can pick up that Buddha head and fucking train
shoulder
it.
Carry it up a bunch of fucking stairs like I did yesterday. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, what's out of... Why?
Why? I don't know. I just...
Why does he exercise like that? What's wrong with him?
I think he's trying to get ready to compete, like in rowing again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so...
I heard that was a secret. Good job, buddy.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, he'd say it afterwards. Kelly's not going to compete in anything. Don't worry about it. He's just going to write books. No, it was fun. You know, I guess I've always just felt like, you know, with getting to travel and go train with different people, I don't want to just stick to, like, my plan all the time when I show up at someone's gym. And then you don't fucking learn anything.
And,
what are you guys into? Let's lift.
Right.
Fuck it.
When in Rome.
You know, the same thing yesterday. Like, whenever I got tired of walking upstairs and my knee was done, I mean, I told Kelly, I was like, well, that's it. I'm done now.
Right.
I'm okay if you're going to do fucking 10 more. I got no ego about this. I'm happy to lose.
Right.
I mean, you won the stairs today, bud. Let's go get some salads. Which we did.
Salads and stairs.
Yeah.
And then some sandwiches.
Salads and stairs.
Yeah.
That's Kelly's new clothing company. Yeah. Kelly's came out with that.
I think he's using the double S logo.
Oh, yeah, that hasn't been done.
No.
Slingshot.
I was talking about, like, Stormtrooper logo.
Oh.
Very.
Oh.
SS.
Oh, whoa, hey.
He's crossing the line. I told him it's a bold move. He's crossing the line.
So you'll be out at the Arnold. You'll be out at the Slanger booth.
Hanging at the Slanger booth. Hanging and slanging.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, if you fuck up, man, we're putting you on timeout.
Oh,
dude, this is your first time working the booth, so.
I was thinking about just getting enough cuffs to do the whole leg.
You could. What would you wear on the
where your
schlong?
Your feet are just fucking black and swollen. Yeah. Like, these things are great.
It's like Mr. Deeds. Yeah. It's like, got the black foot.
Yeah, I won't feel anything.
Yeah. Hit it. Oh, God. yeah. No, I'm really excited about it, getting to hang out, you know, with you guys and then Jesse and Katie will be around, right? Katie's going to be there.
She won't be. Maybe. Yeah.
What?
She heard you were coming.
Why is Jesse coming?
Yeah. Why is Burdick going to be there? God
damn. I'm canceling my flight. Yeah. It's the whole reason I was going. I was going.
It's the whole reason why I was going.
I know. I got volleyball shorts on order and some high socks.
That would have been
good. We were going to match. We were going to show up at the booth and be like, you wore what I wore. This is awkward.
Okay. So she's not going to be there. So now you really have to wear that.
I'd actually rather
expecting,
sell.
Expecting somebody to wear it.
I'd like to
if
sell something
that,
this weekend.
I'm
going to
have a butthole lip slip out.
Yeah.
You should be. You should just walk through the expo handing out drinks, even though we don't have supplements. That's all what they all do. They all just hand out
just
little
cups,
sample
like cups.
Cups
of water?
It could be anything.
Oh, God. So,
the best pre-workout. New hydration drink. H2O.
During college, we were in the weight room.
College
and,
stories.
So
LSU's, that white monster over there.
LSU's football weight room.
Let's get serious.
Has a
one second. Like we got to get all our marketing.
Yeah, right. These are things. Please buy them.
Buy my $800
delicious mug.
That one looks gross too. That looks like a chew. Like what people spit out.
Oh.
That's what I've been putting in it. So lucky me.
Decided to regurgitate.
Yeah, you don't have a butt. Not want not.
You don't have a butthole,
right.
So you have to
burn that fuel up. Recycle.
It's gotta go somewhere.
Reduce, reuse. What I say.
Respect.
respect.
Real.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that
NWA,
was.
NWA, we out.
Yeah, nice to meet you. M-E-A-T.
They're going to gene test your dip.
I'll take it. So... But they had a water cooler set up, you know, with like protein and stuff like that for the athletes to come in and you know
steroids.
Get a shake done, big time.
When was this? 90s?
No,
90s. I don't know. You look old.
Yeah, I'm old.
It's not so much that he's old; he's fat.
That's true. That's what's kept me look so young. As soon as you lose weight, you get all sunken.
Fat
and then
owl,
people are
yeah.
stressed.
The fat owl.
No, I like Keep the fat owl. Look.
Yeah, it's a good. It's a good look.
That might take nickname of the year.
It is really great, and I'll write it out.
What's OVO or something? That company. It's
Ovalactate.
Like Drake's. No, it's like Drake's company.
Dude, I think you should take that as a logo.
They're
what,
no,
fat
they're
fat owl.
No, yeah. They have a symbol. Google OVO. E V O V O O.
So the Drift to Lift a website in the background is a fat owl.
Oh my God.
Really?
It's like yeah. Oh yeah. It's
you
in the background of me.
Yeah. O V O O.
Yeah, we looked up some fat owl stuff last week.
Do you like type in like Drake or something? Do you OVO Drake? He spells it different, but it's a fat owl is their like clothing line symbol.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't get any of it.
Well, it's because you don't expect a fat. That's not a fat
owl. Okay, but
that's
it's
a
an
totally
owl.
Cool
it's
owl. That's like a lean owl.
That owl's ripped.
That's how I am now that I've lost all this weight. I'm so
yeah.
Lean.
Look, it's Drake with an owl on XXL magazine.
Now you said the wave of the future was a falcon. Not
oh yeah,
I'm looking to
that.
Get into falconry.
Yeah,
still.
You told us,
but
you
have
Kelly?
To trade up for falcons. You can't. You have to.
You can't.
To,
buy
what's the story? How do I? I'm new to it all. How do I get a falcon?
Yeah, what is this Pokemon?
What do I
got
to
trade up?
First thing. You would have to do is say collect, I don't know, 10 to 15 hummingbirds, depending on their
so
weight.
So I got
to
start with smaller birds.
Right, and then you can trade up from that
right
to like a
parakeet.
Do you have to capture them in your backyard kind of thing?
Like Pokemon?
What do you mean? You said gather.
Yeah, you have to collect them.
You literally gather them with a fucking net.
Like with a net.
Okay.
Or just any type of trigger. If
Mike's
you
a lot quicker
it.
Than me. Mike will be
I'll
doing most of this.
Right. Yeah,
I already chased chickens.
Yeah.
Chased chickens like fucking Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi chases chickens?
No. He makes people chase chickens. Oh, that Rocky.
That's
Rocky.
Rambo.
Too many.
Think about
it's
it.
Not Rambo.
John Rambo.
Kentucky
you're
Fried Chicken.
You're as fucked up as me, Mr. Movie Critic.
So is, after you get, say, you know, like, you know, 8 or 9 parakeets from trading in.
What happened to the hummingbirds? So
well,
10
you trade up.
You get 10 of them and you trade.
To one hummingbird.
10 hummingbirds is
equal a parakeet.
One.
Yeah, one.
So
parakeet.
I need to actually get like 90.
So this
hummingbirds.
Builds
this
up
sounds
to
like John Anderson chart math.
Yeah, eventually you get to where you say you have like, I don't know, an offspring or two, and maybe a duck, and then you could trade up to say like a small falcon.
A baby falcon or a small falcon?
You go
falcon?
Right from a duck to a falcon?
Well, you have to have some offsprings too, or like
what's
a kingfisher.
What's
that
mean?
Another type of bird, that a bird of prey. Hey. Slide in and grab
almost
stuff
like
out of the
an
water
eagle or something.
It would be lower than an eagle. You got to get a bunch of falcons before you can get an eagle.
What about the
oh,
condor?
An eagle's the next level.
Yeah. The thing is that once you even have,
I'm so confused.
Once you have the things that you can trade to get a falcon, yeah, no,
we're dead.
I'm have a
we're
whole,
dead by that age.
Yeah, we have a whole garage full of all these different birds.
Birds
shitting everywhere.
You trade them out and then you get one back. So
oh, I see. You don't have them all at once.
Yeah. The thing is, like, even when you get to the level of say you've got enough. Trade stock, as I will call it, to get your falcon. You've got to befriend a falcon.
No, I thought you earned its trust.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Befriend it. Yeah.
No,
is
no,
it
no,
like
no.
How to
that's
Train
different.
Your,
that's different.
How to Train Your Dragon, that kind of.
That movie was okay.
Never heard of it.
You never seen no, that? You never seen that movie?
No,
it's a great movie.
You're fired. It's a good movie.
It looked really good on my 4K TV.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, hey Mike, remember that South Park where?
I don't know what you're talking about either.
I don't watch a lot of cartoons.
That was you're a cartoon. You don't know. So falcons are cool. I think we should get into falcons.
So how do you get an owl?
You can't.
You gotta go to Hogwarts.
That's that simple.
You have to go to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Owls are underground.
To get an owl.
What do you know about
like
Athena?
They're like extinct. They're like, aren't they?
Well, the one in the Northwest,
think
they shut down
the
logging industry.
The Canadian owl used to live in Poughkeepsie. He was horrifying. Owl. He hung out on top of Kmart.
That's immigration.
He stole people's shit. I swear to God. It's a true story. It's in the news every day.
My wife's always been. So we
the
we
blue
end
light
up having like.
Stealing like wiffle ball bats and shit.
We've seen a couple like bald eagles like fly around, like say, behind our neighborhood. And so she's always worried that, like, with our wiener dog cruising around the backyard, that just
wipe them up.
Yeah, those things will pick up a deer. They'll definitely steal a wiener dog.
Yeah. But I heard your wiener dog has bad breath, so maybe not.
Would That's you true. And she's awful cocky when she prances around the backyard, so
they'll be intimidated.
Your wiener
they'll
dog.
Be intimidated by her vibe.
Your wiener dog has dick breath.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, why are you?
I think it's mostly.
What would you do if your fucking wiener dog got picked up by an eagle? Just cry.
Bye bye, Maxie.
That's another college story. We had a fucking eagle like grab this squirrel out of the quad like between classes, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with squirrels, but they make terrible, horrifying yelling noises when they're stressed.
Wow.
People were shitting, just like, what the fuck is happening? This thing's like just shredding this squirrel in front of all these people. It was a great day.
So your fucking wiener dog gets swooped up by an eagle, and you clearly have a chance to grab your fucking wiener dog's leg.
Oh, I get it.
You do. Yeah. You're not scared of the eagle.
No, I'll fight an eagle. I'll probably have to go to the hospital. It's the same way I feel about fighting a dog. I'm not coming out of this thing unscathed, but if it's I die or the dog dies.
What if you grabbed onto the dog and the eagle proceeded upward?
And like,
you know,
takes me too.
Yeah, hauls like you. Yeah.
So we're in an up situation.
Yeah.
Another cartoon.
I'm on Instagram. You bored me.
Oh, God. I'm going to throw your phone against the wall.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be so funny?
It just went into pieces.
I'd like, whatever. I'll buy you a new one.
I'd be like,
shit.
I paid for that phone.
I'd be like, I paid for that paint job too, right?
She'd have caught it.
You're never welcome to Super Training again.
So how did you get a wife? How did that happen?
Trickery.
Black magic.
I got a respectable back squat and a heavy wallet. Two things you need.
Big squats.
Yeah. That's what she said. She
How much you
started sending me messages on MySpace, and she's like, I heard you got a really nice squat.
Did you guys meet on MySpace?
No, we lived in the same apartment complex. I was going out with another girl living together, and then
you paid the jealousy factor kind of thing. Like,
it was all
Gaga bitches everywhere. Yeah. You want some of this?
Were you come hang out?
Stealing her underwear from like the laundry? You know?
Yeah, we lived in a place where we did laundry across like the lines.
Yeah.
It was 1940.
You guys were in the courtyard.
When you have an apartment, you shared laundry a lot of times.
Yeah, I just never did laundry. I'm like, just leave it wet. That's what I've heard. Just let it mildew and get nice.
I just heard a weird noise. Was R2-D2 in here?
It was it was me.
So
that was my butthole.
We had not seen each other for a while, and then I guess found each other on MySpace. She'd sent me a
really
message.
It was MySpace.
Seriously, MySpace.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, we MySpace.
What was your MySpace profile song?
It was probably
did you send her
emojis or something else awesome? I probably had some lyrics from there too, so she knew I was into stuff.
Yeah. Your description.
Did you like send her a smiley face or something?
No, I had some like cool stuff, some rhinestone fire, you know, some roses on my page.
Yeah, you had a customized background.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but your description wasn't a description of you. It was song lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what was the crop on that picture like?
Oh, it was good. It was definitely from up here.
Cut off
in the
double chin.
Lights blaring behind you.
Like this.
Stretch
it out.
Only see two of those eight chins.
No fat owl here, lady.
It's probably a picture of me doing something that I thought at the time would be awesome, like riding bikes.
There you go.
Bike shop.
Yeah.
Doing a wheelie.
Taking it off jumps.
Yeah. Fucking doing
don't
that.
Touch my thigh when you do that.
Oh, yeah. The bike shop.
Yeah.
The bike shop.
I've lived lots of lives.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry I didn't work in a bike shop in my 20s.
Oh, what have you done? You just went to college and
just
then
help,
you're doing this?
Just help build an empire with Mark Bell, that's all.
There's a guy.
He did it.
You know, someone's got to get their dick sucked.
Wait.
What? This job description has changed a lot.
Yeah.
He's making a lot of progress.
Do you just pull the teeth out? Is it more comfortable for him?
Yeah, gum on gum. I actually throw Kelly Starrett's mouthpiece in.
It has a dick-shaped slot in the front of it.
Jaw clenched, and it still works.
Wow, that sounds like an invention.
Would you use one of the accommodators?
I'm down with this conversation.
It's a dildo you strap to your chin.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
A chin dick.
An accommodator.
Yeah.
Write that down.
It's a.
Have you seen the Tosh.0 where he has the metal dick and the guy's like fucking the thing?
Nope.
Oh. Well, then.
Hey now.
I have not.
It's a great clip. You should Google it.
Is it like the scene from Seven where the guy's got the.
Never seen Seven.
Oh. He's got a big blade dildo.
No.
Yeah, there it's kind of like that.
Anyway.
Perfect.
What is that?
So you'd wear it on your chin.
Why is there two dicks on one of them?
It's a chin dick.
Oh.
I think that could keep your jaw in place for squatting, too.
Yeah, well, I'll swap with that.
Really thankful that someone invented that. That's right? Wonderful. Piece of
where would we be?
This is one of those episodes where there could have been a camera on the screen.
It's like it's like Gonzo's nose.
It is, but it's on a dick. Yeah. Well, but it's on a chin.
Man, Muppet Babies is crazy.
Muppets are weird.
The whole idea. Jim Henson loved
with the real
drugs.
Hands and shit.
Who thought of that?
Like Labyrinth with David Bowie and the hands are talking in the tunnel.
Never
back
seen
to
that
your
either.
Wife. Yeah. Back to the important stuff.
Back to MySpace.
Where'd you go on your first date or whatever?
So you MySpace and back
probably
and forth.
Probably to the catering, local bar that I worked at.
She's like, hey,
let's
go.
That wasn't our first date.
Let's go have coffee.
He doesn't remember. Shitty Valentine's Day tonight.
Sorry. Our first date was a drunk dial that I went and picked her up at her house.
You mean your first date was a booty call?
I drove over there because I was shitty. I was like, hey, what's up? I'm coming over.
That's awesome.
Matt, remember me from MySpace?
That's what you get. Does this help? Catering. Thanks for correcting me. Well done.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Be there in a minute.
This is a special Valentine's Day edition.
I just show up smelling like rum. That's special great. Odor. I'm going to take a nap here.
Baby,
now.
I'm a pirate.
Get some food ready.
God damn. I love it.
Yeah. It's good, though. Things have been great. My wife's awesome. Yeah, lucky enough that I get to travel and she can kind of come with me.
You end up traveling a lot, huh?
Yeah, you know.
380 days out of the year.
it's awesome. Sometimes I double. God I double damn. It. And, so recently, you know, we did Iceland in early December with Chrissy and Drew.
Mm-hmm. Is Iceland green and Greenland icy? I heard that. No? Is that
you're out of here.
I think I learned that on the Muppets.
Yeah, that's the fact. Okay. And then we went to Amsterdam for New Year's with some friends, and then now we're here. I don't think we've gone
started
anywhere between.
From the bottom, now you're here?
Now we're here.
But all those trips, you were with your wife.
Yeah. She's come on all of them recently. She had kind of a shit job for like the last 12 years, and then last year decided.
Yeah, fuck you, boss. What's her boss's name? Let's call him out. He's
no, he was actually really cool, but just the job sucked. She was a paralegal for a personal injury lawyer.
It's not
a great deal. And so. Yet. You know, we're lucky enough that I'm in a situation that work's been great and that she doesn't need to have a job she hates.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so she, went back to school for esthetician stuff. So skincare, facials, waxing, laser hair removal, stuff
I
like that.
I could use a good waxing.
Yeah, I know it.
Holy shit.
Shaving's the worst.
The longest hairs on my body are my butthole.
Do they reach out like the Kraken?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
It's just like one of those scenes like on Lord of the Rings where her hair comes out of the well.
I want to like invent some sort of robot or something that goes down there and just fucking buzzes it
they
all
have a
off
robot
there.
Vacuum. Yeah. You probably change that into a robot.
Yeah.
You just
shaver.
Duct tape like a set of clippers to it and then just like hang out
squat
in your kitchen.
Over it. It just goes back and forth.
I mean, the man groomer, you know, the man groomer's great. It can get to a lot of spots, but not really quite, you know, through
it can't
there.
Get in your butthole.
Just attach a stick to a razor.
No, you need the cheek spreader attachment.
I need the, what was
you,
it called?
You got to go one cheek on the wall and then
accommodator.
You use
I need the accommodator version.
You go one cheek on the wall. To get some traction, and then use your hand for the other
wall?
One, and then you can reach
in the shower.
What are you talking
about? In the shower.
Someone's going to get injured.
Yeah, you put a cheek.
Something
against
the is going to.
How'd you dislocate your knee? Well, I had one butt cheek on this.
Yeah.
God,
I didn't say your feet were off the floor.
I don't know what you said.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. You put your feet back and then you just shave down. That's what I do.
You don't have hair on your butthole.
I don't have hair anywhere.
That's
from
what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's all lasered.
Oh,
smooth like a turtle shell.
That's awesome.
It is great.
Congratulations.
Very proud of it.
Yeah.
I got it done.
You laser beamed your butthole?
Yep.
You had to hold it open the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
What'd that smell like?
like old socks.
Yeah, as they're burning it off.
Yeah.
That's kind
of... hold... The only problem is they'll shoot straight into you and maybe burn the back of your teeth.
Wow. you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful nowadays.
It's good.
So from the neck down, you're an 8-year-old is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, no. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's all man. I left a... There's a patch of hair here in the shape of an A for Ashley for my wife. That's it.
You have chest hair for your wife.
And yeah,
you have
just
tattoos
an A.
Everywhere
she
else
told
for Frankenstein.
Me. Yeah. No, my feet are tattooed.
Honey,
for
Frankenstein
her.
Can have my forearm, but you
my
get my
feet
chest
are
hair.
For her. You don't know me.
Are you guys into feet?
Mm.
That's a delicious sip out of a delicious cup.
What?
Yeah, it's product placement. I was watching
Walking
Dead, and I got it from them.
Product placement on the audio podcast. Good job.
What's that camera doing?
Just creeping.
Oh, all right.
It's Obama.
I've been looking at it the whole time. Just a creep.
Yeah, it's not even on.
It's running. It's running.
Nice.
It's not I think so.
We think it's on. We're not sure.
All yeah. Right. I thought I pressed the button.
I would put it on your MySpace page. Have you guys gotten one of those yet?
I heard
Timberlake's
bring
bringing
back.
MySpace back.
Yeah, I thought he was.
He brought Sexy back. He can bring MySpace back.
I keep
sexy
hearing that he's bringing
it
back, and I keep seeing nothing.
I do like Justin Timberlake a lot, though, and Matt Vincent and I bonded over that fact.
Yeah, what I do dislike is Google Plus.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
it is. Ever occasionally
is that for fat people?
Well, like your YouTube and everything's all through Google Plus. All
right. Yeah. On to a more important topic.
Oh, the YouTubes.
On a more important topic, I heard there's fat girls in the new Sports Illustrated.
It's not a fat girl. She's tall.
She's normal sized.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you two feminists.
Listen, she's not
fat.
Even normal sized. She's in great shape.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's probably 5'8".
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah,
the dude is touching her like he's never touched a real girl before.
Well, they probably haven't.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah.
A real doll, though, on the
other
hand.
I guess the marketing angle that they used was in the actual magazine, they call them like plus size
right,
girls.
I haven't seen it.
Well, they're only like oversized, like 4 or something,
right.
Or 6 or something. It's a low number, whatever the case is.
So it's not like Matt Vincent posing as a model.
No, no, that would be.
I don't understand what you guys are trying to say.
That would be too sexy.
That would actually be plus.
Man, I had that guy try to shoot some photos for me. It was so not good.
Who?
I guess in
friend
their.
A friend of yours tried to.
I had him shoot photos. There's so much work that has to be done on me for
which
post-production.
These are
Mike
looking...
Buck Photography.
Right.
I'm not Mike Buck. Which one of these girls I'm wondering about?
That girl. That girl's the
they
plus size
They look a little bit
one.
Plus. On the left there?
Yeah, the left top left.
No way.
Top left. That's the one they're selling as a plus size, I'm telling you. Top left.
She has abs.
Nope. Top left.
Left, left.
Left. Further left.
That's right.
No, going wrong direction.
The gold bra.
Two lefts don't make a right.
Now we're on the right.
All
right,
yeah. We're not getting anywhere.
That's my left hand, right over here.
Yeah, that's left.
That's left, yes.
You
said
talking
top
right?
left.
Stage left.
That doesn't make sense. We don't have a stage.
No idea what you're talking about. This one right here?
Yeah. No.
In the
just
brown
go
or
down.
Black? That
down.
One?
Middle of the page with the green background.
With the forest and mountain in the background?
Down.
Very bottom? Just her
this
head?
This is riveting conversation.
Yeah.
Left, right.
Yeah. It's like we're inputting the coach to
yeah.
Her?
Yeah. Plus
size. Okay. I'll agree. That's not plus size.
Yeah.
But her tummy
but
is photoshopped.
She's got some wider shoulders. Like, if you compare her skull shape to the width of her shoulders.
What is she doing with that
yeah,
canoe?
Yeah, her skull is plus size.
Well, I mean, like,
yeah,
you ever notice that?
She's photoshopped,
like,
though. Look at her tummy. It looks weird.
Yeah. But so, like, that's, like, all Hollywood people are creepy small.
Yeah.
And they have giant heads.
Giant heads, yeah.
They're, anyway, I guess what they did was the marketing of it was that there's a lot of women that they didn't use for the magazine, but they flooded it out on the interwebs.
Gotcha.
And so people are like, oh, how cool. You know, they use these bigger women because some of those women are bigger.
But the women
that are in the magazine are still
normal,
small.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Issue is still a thing people give a shit about.
I know. There's internet porn.
Super
well, funny. They do a great job of marketing it, like with shit like this.
And
they know this is going to stir shit up.
Yeah. Well, when they did the totally nude one, which
last,
is paint.
Wait, last nice. Year they used the girl with the big tits, who's like a little
Kate
bit,
Upton.
What is she doing in the Clash of Clans commercial?
Getting paid.
That's
the
amazing.
Most mesmerizing commercial I've ever seen in my life.
So her tits are just bouncing on a horse, trying to sell me a video game.
I mean,
game.
She's not light. You know what I mean?
No,
she's got to have some weight to her.
She's not a typical.
No, and she's definitely – she's young, too. She's like 21 or 22 now.
You sure know a lot about her.
Yeah.
Her
favorite color's red, and she likes chicken fried steak.
She went out with Kanye when she was 17.
Is that true?
That is
Center of Strength.
That's weird.
Never heard back.
Yeah. Strength Lab. That's actually what got her to where she is. Strength Lab, everyone.
Center of Power magazine with me on the cover. Never heard back.
So you got a clothing line going on. What the hell is it? I've heard
the Hate Brand Goods.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of different stories about it, but
HIV.
The HIV.
Down with the
test
HIV.
Test positive for awesome. Wait, that's kill code.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit. They already have it.
Yeah, you need
test
to redo.
Test positive for negative. Wait.
For negativeness.
Be negative positively.
Huh?
So it's HV triple I.
Yeah, so H with a Roman numeral for eight.
Which means
hate.
Like hate.
Yeah, hate.
I get it.
So I talk about it in my books, Strength Lab or any of the others.
Where would I get that book if I wanted to read
this? MattVinson.net would be an excellent
place.
All right,
now tell us a little bit about hate.
So it's something my brother and I had talked about for years, and you know, we would always kind of joke with someone and see people, you know, training or this and that, and like pushing yourself, and it would be like, got the hate. You know that guy's got the hate in him. You know, somebody deadlifting and blood pouring out of their nose or something like that. There's something different brewing there than just your average person who might die of mild discomfort.
So you saw the blood and you thought HIV.
I did.
Okay.
I love the hemoglobin. And
that explains
so
it.
We talked about that, and then it just kind of grew from there, and we always referenced it. And so
your hate grew.
Yeah, the hate grew, and I mean it's you know, the basic way to put it, it's, you know, self motivation through self loathing. And if I was really content and really comfortable and just didn't give a shit, I envy guys that could sit there and be like, well, I did 10 hours on the couch 6 days this week. I wish I could do that. I wish I could just be blissfully ignorant and never give a shit and just sit there and lay around and never think twice about it. But that's not the case. Every time I see a mirror, I think I'm fat. And, you know, in a like a healthy way, I'm in shape. And I know that I compete in a strength sport and I do really well at it. So, I mean, it's not like I have any real body issues, but I'd like to be better. I want to be better at my career. I want to be better as a husband. I want to be better, you know, as a weightlifter.
Better lover.
Yeah,
I've heard complaints.
So I'm trying to get the hips through. I'm trying to get the hips through. Kelly's working with me a lot.
But
that's why I'm here.
Amazing lover.
We're actually doing
a couples retreat.
That's what Tahoe's about. We're doing a tantra sex.
Have you seen the TV
session?
Show though?
Yeah, Sting is
where
coming out.
Where the yoga guys like teaching people. That's Kelly Starrett.
He's helping me try to get my head into my sweatpants. So it's just that idea that, you know, just not to accept my own bullshit excuses of like, oh, I'm tired today. You know, I don't really feel like lifting, or I'm, you know, especially with diet stuff, and that's really comes down to a lot for me is, you know, dropping some weight. I just got tired of the feeling of like seeing people be successful, like Biggest Loser or any of that stuff, that, I mean, these people have more willpower than me to go through and drop that weight and be disciplined. Or like guys like Mike Rashid, who's here today, the guys that are that disciplined to stay that lean. Fuck, I don't have that. I want it. I wish I had it. And I want to, you know, try to develop it to be able to be in that much control and not give in to my own bullshit of like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I don't feel like cooking food. Taco Bell's right there, and it's like $8.
Mike Rashid kind of has that ability, kind of the way you have the ability, you know, to compete well in the Highland Games. You know, he it's something that obviously he's worked on, mm-hmm. but it's also a byproduct of just kind of the way he is, period.
Sure.
You know, like, I don't want to say he's born that way, because that's bullshit.
Yeah, but he could still obviously have chose to pound a bunch of double cheeseburgers in his life instead of chicken breast and broccoli
that he
preps for probably the week. I'm sure he does meal prep.
That's everybody, right? You have a little bit of a gift, and then you hopefully find the best.
Yeah, you play
to
your strengths.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
You're explosive.
I'm never going to play professional basketball. Yeah. That'd be a dumb thing for me to spend a lot of my time trying to do.
Yeah, and you.
I'm talking to you.
I'm done. I'm retired. But yeah, your lifting has helped you be a better thrower. But you're naturally
a little bit
explosive, and you're like, all right, I might be good at this.
Right,
shit.
I'm pretty good balance wise. I'm pretty good as far as body awareness, and then add some strength to that and develop some speed and power.
The best muscle up fat guy in the world.
I think I got it. Fattest muscle up of all time.
I think so.
As of right now, challenge me. Show me a fatter muscle up.
Hashtag fat muscle up.
Yeah. Hashtag fat muscle up. Show me your skills. I can do them at 275. Do multiples.
How many?
I don't know, probably four.
Oh, I've done five.
I don't even need a false grip.
Oh, I do false grip.
But you can't do it on the rings.
But you can't do it on the bar.
I don't have to.
I don't have to.
Who wants to do it on the bar?
Me.
Bar is so old school.
I can go to any kid's playground and do them. You can't.
Why are you hanging at kids' playgrounds? That's what you do instead of phone stuff.
I'm catching hummingbirds.
You're working on the falcon.
Nice callback.
Working up to a falcon.
That was nice.
You gotta always work for that.
Be careful. He's gonna be one of those guys that gets like does a bunch of muscle ups at a playground, like wanders off to go pee, and a cop busts him, and then he's a sex offender.
It's possible.
Creep.
That's what I see for his future.
Yeah. Only up from here, bud. Mm-hmm.
I'll be the king of the jail then.
2015, we already decided downward spiral.
I like that.
Less
crash this fucker.
Less listeners, less YouTubers, less of everything. Less money.
I'm really bad at things, so if we say that,
you got, the gloves already. Going recluse.
Yeah, see?
I love it.
Yeah.
Smart move. Smart move. Coming it's worked out for Wendler. Yeah. Work out for you. You can do the next Jim Wendler.
Yeah. Just absolutely suck in 2015.
Don't even try to promote any of your own stuff.
No. We never do.
No, no, you're right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Every second of every post.
Yeah, of every day.
So that's kind of the gist on the hate stuff. And then I put some gear together, did a t-shirt and then wanted to do some nicer stuff. Man, there's so much, stuff out there with strength training that I don't want to have t-shirts with skulls on them or barbells or any of that. Like, I get it. You know, I work out. You've seen the other shit I do. And so
I got tattoos. I fucking ride a Harley.
I get it. And so I wanted to make, some nicer stuff that you could wear, not just for training. And so that's kind of the route that I wanted to do. And I wanted to make stuff that I'd want to wear or stuff I'd want to have. And so I'm proud of it. And I've started to get a lot of feedback and messages from people talking about how, the idea of the hate's really, really been a push from them. Guys who've lost 40 or 50 pounds. And man, that's a cool feeling. I didn't help those people in any stretch. They're the ones that chose to eat the right things. And they're the ones that did the work. I didn't do anything. I wrote words in a book.
It's all about what you put in your mouth.
That is the key.
On this Valentine's Day.
No gag reflex here. That's what I say.
Oh, hey.
God, why are you smiling so big when you say that?
I'm proud of it. When you have a skill, you play to your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an actual question that came from an actual listener, not necessarily directed at you.
But we have six lady listeners, by the way. So stop being so perverted.
Hey, ladies, hit me with the questions now.
So this is the guy that trains a
fat owl.
This isn't live, Matt. They can't hit us right now. They're not going to call
in. Send the questions in.
Phone lines are ringing.
I'll answer any questions you guys have.
This is fucking Jim Rome, ESPN Who is this? Radio.
Fat owl, how may I help you?
Hoo-hoo.
call him in.
I'm going to jump on and buy fatowl.com right now.
Yeah, Fat Owl Radio.
It could be worth dozens.
A couple change for a couple strippers.
Yeah, nice. Probably. That's it.
Fall out, going home.
So
let's have a question here from our listener.
The question kind of goes like this. The guy trains alone. He just from the story that he told me about being recently out of the Marines, he probably is maybe not a guy that shouldn't be training alone all the time. But question one about that is motivation. And the other question is form. How do you figure out if you suck and if your form sucks, if you're always training alone?
I don't know. Supertraining.tv has a lot
of
good shit.
Yeah, but
well, there's a lot of places you can learn from, but trying to figure out your own form and get some cues.
Yeah, yeah.
We all carry a camera in our pocket.
Right.
So you can look at yourself and you know where your deficiencies are. If you're willing to be honest with yourself, you know if your squat sucks. And so maybe you need to do some mobility stuff. Maybe you need to change your position. I've trained alone for a long time, but I trained with groups of people for a long time before that too. I got all the basics.
Yeah.
From those people.
Okay, well, having said that, this is the guy's squat.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we're doing live critique.
We're going to do live critique.
Live.
And like everybody, nobody ever, every
1-888 super training. We'll take your calls now.
Take your calls now. Hot fuzz.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Hot fuzz.
I tricked you.
Hot fudge.
That part looks good. He's sweet
so far. So he says that he never feels comfortable setting up, and that he always gets just a wicked lower back pump every time that he.
I think it's a weakness.
I think the bar is too low, personally.
Yeah.
And his head's way too far out front and kind of facing down. I would run in a little bit, and that's why he's, getting some low back pump, because he's already cantilevered that the weight's not kind of over his heels and just keeping a vertical bar path.
I think he's also moved his belt up too high.
That it varies. For skinnier guys, I think a high belt helps.
Don't tell us what to do, buddy.
Okay. I've never been a skinny guy in my life. So whenever I was thin in eighth grade.
This guy finds it uncomfortable to squat four plates, but he pulled 625 this week, and he's not been training for very long.
Well, those didn't look like a struggle.
No, yeah. I don't.
I mean, I don't know what to say with that. I mean, the squat looked okay. Do more of them.
Yeah,
until, I mean, that's what's going to help you get more comfortable squatting. Try some stuff. Why don't you move the bar up an inch?
Yeah.
Why don't you, you know, open your feet up a little bit, you know, open your stance. Try some stuff. You're going to lift by yourself. Figure out what works for you.
Yeah, I told the guy, you know, I think maybe you're just a natural puller. He said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, do you lock out above your or below your crotch? And he said, yeah, like way below. I said, okay, you were born to pull.
Oops. And there's guys that do that, guys that just decide, like, well, I feel like deadlifting, and then we'll pull mid-sixes.
Yeah,
like, little or no struggle. It's awesome.
His deadlift is more than 150% of his squat.
Crazy.
So, you know.
Crazy. You know, training alone, it's one of the big benefits to it is you can also really edit the info that you have coming in. And so you can really train yourself to the point of, you know, the logical stuff. Like, does this fucking hurt that I'm doing it? Change something.
Right.
If it doesn't hurt, do more of those. You know, where are you missing your squat? I mean, are you not strong enough in your low back? Are you folding forward? If you do that, change your accessories to what you need to do.
Yeah.
That's what I recommend. I mean, change it up a little bit, man. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable, move the bar around. Quit. There's no one rule that works for everyone. I mean, there's some part of every rule that works for everyone. Like, maybe the bar should be on your back and your hands need to be on the bar. That works for every single person who squats.
Right.
Don't, you know, stand on the ground with your feet staying flat the entire time. That works for everyone.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there's going to be some variations that go with your skeletal frame.
Right. I think you probably could benefit from picking up a 45-degree back extension and just spending a lot of time on that lower back, too.
Or just do a bunch of good mornings.
You know, a bunch of good mornings, yeah.
He's already got a barbell. You got good mornings. Ready to go.
Yeah.
Have you used exercises? Everyone always talks about training. They're like, weakness, you know? But have you used exercises that you perform better in order to, like, get better workouts? Like, for example, this guy struggles with the squat. He was kind of doing like a two-part squat, and maybe, let's say, maybe he does a front squat a little bit better, or let's say he handles a box squat better.
Yeah.
Have you kind of done some stuff like that in your training, just so you kind of have a better workout, or at least start with a better workout and then work on the fundamentals of some of the other things you suck at afterwards?
For sure. I think
throwing and the technique and all that kind of thing?
You know, I think a big thing, as long as you're focused on performance and what your ultimate goal here is, getting stronger. And that's why you're lifting. And so for me, you know, I was having some issues with, you know, a hip was bothering me and an IT band. And I figured out that if I just did some touch and go with a box squat, basically giving me a place to stop, you know, not sitting back and rocking real hard or any of that, that when I got done squatting, my hip wasn't inflamed and my IT band didn't hurt, but my legs were really tired.
So you got a chance to squat.
I got a chance to squat, but then I got a chance to strain the legs instead of whenever I was squatting before. I'd end up in, you know, tendon pain.
Right.
And so that's keeping me from getting a workout.
Right.
So, I mean, why not do what you can? Like, I'll be a little punished from free squatting today and hitting some weight that I haven't in a long time. But
I mean, even something like today, you threw some knee wraps on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you could have probably done the set without the knee wraps.
Yeah, yeah,
you
I did.
Throw them on, protect everything, and so that you recover faster and so on, right?
Right. You know, I did all my working sets without the knee wraps, and I treat those the same as using a slingshot or using, you know, bands or anything like that. I like that for an accessory. I can put those on and get the extra work and get some extra reps,
right.
Get a little help out of the hole and be, you know, get that extra work and get stronger.
There you go.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, the goal is get stronger. And, you know, all we're trying to do here is just figure out the puzzle pieces that fit together for me to make that path.
Right. The fat owl has spoken.
Ooh.
Scary.
Is that good? Was that a good one?
It was pretty good.
That's my call sign. Ooh. AOL. AOL.com. Ooh. Chat me up. AOL Messenger.
They were an owl, huh? Wasn't their symbol an owl?
AOL? I don't know.
I think so.
That's a good question.
There was some company, or like old Mac, or somebody had a fucking owl.
You know, it's been fun for me to like get a chance to come out and train and be around guys like you. And I don't train similar to powerlifters do or anything like that. My big thing is wanting to be fast and explosive.
Right.
And that's what I train for, which also, big surprise, does tend to lead to me being maximally strong as well. And so, I mean, for the last 10 weeks of training, I've done 10 sets of 10, and I haven't done anything over 4 or 5, give or take.
Yeah.
Maybe a set here and there. I went a little heavier if it felt great. But, and so, I mean, I haven't had 500 pounds on my back in 6 months, 6-8 months.
Yeah, since last time we were together.
Right. Yeah.
Whoa.
He puts on a lot of weight and jumps on my shoulders. It's so strange.
It's weird.
He's like a little monkey. And so, you know, that strength's there. You build the power, you build the speed, you know. But, I mean, it wouldn't have done me any good today. I thought about going to a single, but eh. My legs were cooked from doing the stairs yesterday. And
right.
I'd rather fatigue it. If I would have got 9 today reps, that's fine. I think I got 10.
What was the heaviest set that you did?
505 for 10.
Okay.
And
yeah. And then, like, leading up to that, you were doing lower reps, weren't you?
Yeah, we hit 6 sets of 3, I think, up to.
Oh, right, okay.
I think we did those. I did those up to about 500 pounds, some triples, and then did a set of 5, and then did a set of 10.
Right.
You just putting in the work.
Fat guy warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just putting in the work. And this is a deload week, technically. And I just, when you're in the right spot to train and the environment's good, go for it. You know, other days, just do the work. Do what it's supposed to be. It doesn't always have to be fucking magical. It doesn't always have to be a PR. It doesn't always have to be any of that. It's just do the work. Keep grinding it out. It'll work.
You mind explaining this cover with the question mark here? World champion?
World champion? It's basically because I look like, I believe the correct terminology is a bag of trash. I think is,
you got a neck vein.
As I was described, yeah, that's how
that's
lean
vascularity,
I was.
Yeah,
that's vascular. You know there's blood in me.
You almost got a teardrop on that right leg. It might just be lighting.
Talking about the cover of Power Magazine that Matt was on the cover of recently.
With the pink socks.
For listening at home, I'm pointing the cover of the magazine at the camera.
What's the issue?
It is... The Hall of Fame issue.
It's a major issue.
Yeah.
What's the date?
The large.
Oh, January, February 2015.
Whoa.
So that picture was in Scotland at the World Championships this past summer. And it was really cool getting to compete there. And the world champion thing is.
It was so hard for me to get in position for that shot, by the way. My back still.
It was really nice having you there.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
It
was great being there.
The world champion thing, question mark. It's just basically that. It's the same joke with the fat owl or any of that. It's just.
The fat owl is actually not a joke. That's why we brought you on here today. It's kind of talk to you about
fat owl.
You almost hurt yourself right there.
Blow a shoulder out. Yeah. Oh, that was a bad move.
Blow a shoulder out trying to be a junior bird man.
Oh, man.
Fat owl.
I consider myself as far as strength athletes go, and I guess it's a weird bias because I've been around mutants. You know, my brother's 6'5", 330, and then I was around
strongman.
Actually,
he's 295 with abs. I don't know why I'd know that. But
I don't have any abs.
Have you seen him lately? That.
You don't know either.
295. Oh, yeah, I'm not helping him.
He's not sending you shirtless selfies. Jacked.
Well, I'm sending him ones.
What does your pictures help?
Oh, they don't help?
So, nah, he's doing great. Whatever. And, so this is back to me. This is my moment. Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting in a restaurant, and I mean, I'm 6 foot, you know, 265, 270. Like, I walk in, you're not going to have a fucking head turn like Thor walked in.
Right.
You know, like Hepthor came in the room. Everyone in the room there is going to look at that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not someone you're going to look twice at. And so, you know,
you're
world
not even
champion.
Handsome.
No, I am handsome and I have great hair. And
you do have fantastic hair.
That is true. That's what I keep showing
No
off.
One can ever take that away from you? Maybe they could if they shaved your fucking head, I
DHT
guess.
Can take it away from you.
Oh, no. Is that Agent Orange?
Dihydrotestosterone.
Oh, I guess they were that
yeah,
stuff.
I think, mm-hmm. I think I got that right.
But, I'm relatively an average guy. You know, I wasn't able to play college football. I'm not 6'5". I don't have crazy levers. I've worked pretty hard. I've got some decent things going for me and just kind of kept at it. You know, I trained by myself. Even when I throw, I train by myself. I go out there and do the work.
That was going to kind of be my question in terms of like lifting
no
and stuff.
No friends.
Let's say your whole life changed.
It's because I'm an asshole. No one wants to be around me.
Say your whole life changed and you were like living down the street here and you could train here. Would like how would your training change? Or would it?
If I lived close enough to train here, I still wouldn't train here every day.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great gym and it's all that, but I know myself and I just get so I hate inconvenience, and so the time that it would be having to be here,
uh-huh.
of like, oh, I gotta wait, you know, I like
you gotta
running
be a
my
teammate, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I like running lover. My squats on, you know, I like being done with my workout in under an hour,
yeah,
and so I like doing supersets, I like being in my garage, I don't have to deal with anybody being in the way. It's completely selfish. However, I'm really thankful for times that I get to come somewhere like this
mm-hmm.
and train and be part of a group. I wouldn't have squatted what I did today at home. No way. I would have just kept hitting sets of five until I was tired. But instead, I had a really, really solid squat workout I'm super stoked on.
And some trap music going on.
Yeah.
Not to mention that barbell's great. Whatever that one is. It's a lot better.
Nice, Texas squat bar.
Yeah, I've been squatting with like a whippy Olympic bar, and it just bends up in the bottom and kicks my ass. So I have to buy a new barbell.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Anywho.
Yeah, good job, fat asshole. So. Anyway, it's fucking awesome having you on the show. We appreciate you coming out. You have anything new going on? Any new books? Any new bullshit?
No new books. Check out. Almost blew an ab out. Just, did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm not good. They creak.
I think that was a fart.
Strength Lab. There's a lab on the back, right?
Ah.
You get it?
Ah.
Ruff. Like a dog.
Ah.
There's a dog. Ruff. So Strength Lab, my book.
Ruff.
So I wrote the book. It's not – this one's not for Highland Games. This is for strength athletes. If you're looking to get strong and be explosive and be better at whatever sport you're is, whatever sport you're doing, marble mouth attacks
whatever sport
again.
You're all doing.
Whatever sport you're is.
Real respect, real. I'm out.
Knock it over. You know, this is a real basic template for you to look at for – you know, building while you're in the gym, being efficient with your time and getting stronger. I mean, if you still need to do the work for your particular sport, whether that's strongman or CrossFit or grid or any of those, powerlifting. I mean, but this is the great basic strength program.
Can you guarantee the people at home that if they follow your program, they're going to end up with the same fat owl physique? Or is this a 100% special
guarantee? Type?
As long as on meat day you follow those rules.
White gravy,
meat day,
meat, cheese, Strength Lab.
If you've got some decent genetics that keep you nice and fluffy, and you've lived in the South entire life, you like fried food, and you've only cared about, say, diet for the last 6 hours, you could easily end up with this physique. It's great. Awesome,
where can they find the book? Where can they find some of the new clothing?
MattVincent.net will have both of it. TheDriftToLifta.com has the full travel series and putting some more information out there. And we'll be shooting more episodes. And the episode with you will be coming up just about time for the Arnold.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. Excited.
Excited.
What excited. About the Instagrams? You might get one follower from this.
Matso Explosion on Instagram. In case you guys don't know, it's blowing up. And if you don't get on board now, I don't know if there'll be room for you.
Yeah,
so.
They might run out of space for all your followers.
Yeah, I got a lot of Megs. I'm just holding prowl.
See? Why'd you just tongue our microphone?
I got the rock mouth again. Yeah. It came on strong.
Matt did not actually start drinking when we were talking about it earlier, but it probably would have been a good idea.
I'm going to drink later.
Okay. That was really
bet
weird.
Bet your ass.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Bet your bottom dollar. Dollars to donuts.
So multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
Spread the hate.
You can find me at Silent Mike with 2 Ks.
Prove it.
I don't know. I have followers just waiting in line, waiting list on Instagram.
So famous.
Follow me. What the fuck am I going to say?
People are what?
What? Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me, which is Twitter, Instagram. You can find me other places too, but don't look too hard. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast, on Twitter at STGymSack, Facebook.com/supertraininggym. Jump on iTunes and leave us a rating or review because we'd appreciate that. And our sponsors, everybody here is sponsored a little bit, at least by Caveman Coffee Company and Slingshot. And we got The Power Magazine and BSNSupplements.com. And thanks.
That was a great rehearsal, guys. Let's do the real one.
Yeah, really, exactly. Maybe we'll meet some mush mouth next time.
No, it will get worse.
But I'm full.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at ThePowerMagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at HowMuchYouBench.net, and look for PSN products including NO Explode at Bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of SuperTraining.tv.